live, you are invited to take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. And tonight, it is Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. So, big news up here in New Hampshire, the soon-to-be Free State. Our friend Kurt Hoffman, fellow activist up here, Kurt Hoffman, who's been in jail since, the 2nd of October. So for about 6-plus weeks, he was behind bars because he dared to eat a cookie in the in the courtroom.
What a good idea.
And because he dared to ask the judge to use the term please when he was...
Don't forget the hat.
He was wearing a hat. That's true. He was wearing a hat.
He went in and made a mockery of the courtroom, and they don't like that crap.
That's true. They don't. But it doesn't call for what they did to him.
I think that what was done was extreme. But what do you do? I mean, you know, what does the judge do at some point or another? What if Kurt kept on going? I don't know. I mean, where does it stop?
How about they stop hurting peaceful people, because it was their aggression against him that brought him there in the first place. He was pulled over initially because, well, I say pulled over. He was in the back roads of New Hampshire. He was in a little place called Roxbury, New Hampshire, just a little town, and out in the woods driving. He was going to church that morning, and he was rolling through a stop sign. He had his dog in his lap as he was driving. There's nobody else around.
Yeah, didn't they make the claim that the dog was driving or something ridiculous
Something ludicrous. And so a police officer who happened to be in the vicinity saw him roll through that stop sign and pulled him over. And at that point, he did not provide any of the government papers that the policeman was demanding from him. And so when you are non-compliant, in many cases with the government's arbitrary demands, they get very upset. And so that's at the point at which they arrested him. Now, he was also pulled over in Nashua for something which was also vehicle-related. And in that case, he did not provide the government papers, and they, I think, arrested him in that case, too. Plus, there was also the disorderly conduct charge, so-called, which he received way back in April when he was attending the very same when he was arrested for disorderly conduct. It was after our friend Sam was arrested, our co-host Sam from ObscuredTruth.com was arrested for having a video camera in the court lobby. Kurt was arrested later after that because they were torturing Sam in the back room. We could hear his screams coming from one of the back rooms. And Kurt wanted to stay and monitor as best he possibly could to make sure that his friend was okay. So they charged him for that. So all of the things that Kurt was charged with that brought him into that courtroom in the first place, where he, as you say, Mark, disrespected the court proceedings, they were all victimless crimes. Nobody was harmed. Nobody had been harmed. Nobody could claim harm from what Kurt did. And so maybe they should stop aggressing against peaceful people if they don't want their little courtroom rules to be disrespected.
I'm not claiming that the court in this case particularly deserves respect. I'm just wondering if, you know, at some point or another, it seems like a judge has to do something. But what I have a real problem with dealing with in the Kurt situation is 180 days for is what they sentenced this guy to for doing his antics in the courtroom.
Mm-hmm.
That seems a little crazy to me. Compliance. It's not about punishing somebody for doing something wrong. It would seem to me that you could do something, you know, do some antics in the courtroom, do some sentence for it, and then that would be it. I don't see any reason to make a man grovel, and that's what they wanted with his 180 days.
He wasn't just punishing Kurt. He was trying to put out a message. He was grouping Kurt with a lot of other people and trying to send a message to a lot of other people by punishing Kurt. It's not unheard of. I mean, when a slave is misbehaving, you whip them in front of all the other slaves.
That much is true.
That's what was going on with Kurt.
Now, and then the most egregious thing that occurred was then they take Kurt off to, you know, some quiet room, which they love to do this. This is what happened with Sam, too. And, you know, I don't know what is, you know, what happens in these secret rooms? Is Sam or is Kurt making things up to some extent? I know I've made some, you know, I've overplayed sicknesses, illnesses, injuries in front of law enforcement officers, and, you know, in my time, just in order to sort of deal with things.
Well,
but I don't know. And why is it that they have to drag people off in the dark? Why can't they do what it is that they do out in the open?
That's just it. There wouldn't be any controversy if they would do things out in the open rather than going behind closed doors to do their dirty work. Then there wouldn't be any questions being raised. But so as it is, we have no idea.
Right. And so at that point, you have to sort of guess that
beating
somebody or whatever, right?
We don't have to guess. At least in this case, we don't have to guess because his wife, Auburn, was allowed in.
That's true.
And you could claim that Kurt was... Hold on. Let me explain for our listeners that don't know what happened.
That Auburn was lying, right?
Can I explain for our listeners what happened? So in case they've never heard this before...
If you keep on butting in, that's fine.
Yeah, butting in with the information so they can understand the situation. Anyway, Kurt was taken back into the secret chamber. They allowed his wife to go back in. They wouldn't allow her to have a video camera on her. They allowed no one else in. And it was in there, while they were both in there with Eli Rivera, the police prosecutor, and I'm not sure who else was there. It was one of their people, if there was anyone else. But Kurt had attempted to, and he was handcuffed the entire time. He had attempted to raise his handcuffs somehow around he was on the ground and was trying to get his feet through his arms to where he could hug his wife. And it was at that point that Eli allegedly ran into him and attacked him, shoved him over, and Kurt injured himself by hitting his head on the floor, and it hurt his neck.
He couldn't stop himself because his hands were cuffed, so he couldn't break his fall or anything like that.
Right. So what you're saying, Mark, did he ham up his injury? But because I have no reason to disbelieve both he and his wife, who were both in that same room.
Sure, I'm not saying that there is either, but do you think that some people that are listening to the sound of my voice disbelieve this, Ian?
I don't care.
Right, but they do.
Sure,
their opinion is valid to them.
However,
I'm trying to make a point to those people, Ian.
Go ahead.
I mean, let's be rigid and, you know, not care what other people think for a minute. You're good at it. So, you know, the point that I'm trying to make is there was no reason, to tackle this guy. Yes, moving your arms from behind yourself to in front of yourself. And by the way, unless you're some kind of contortionist freak, you can't do this. But Kurt probably didn't know that. Hasn't been in a lot of handcuffs. Doesn't know that he can't do it. That does not make an escape. And there's no reason to throw someone to the ground that can't protect themselves.
Yeah.
And I'm of the opinion that this was a poor choice on the part of Eli Rivera. And that...
Absolutely.
You know,
two poor choices.
Right. And that it may be. There have been claims that he's made some other poor choices. And at some point or another, these poor choices have to add up to a guy that, you know, doesn't make good decisions when it comes to people that are in his care and trust.
Right.
And the question is, and I don't know this guy, I don't know specifically, I haven't been there, but the question is this guy living up to my standard of law enforcement officer, which is, you know, Opie's dad there on Mayberry. What's his name? Andy Griffith.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want to see in my police officers. That's what I'm looking for. And I don't feel like he has the patience, at least exhibited the patience in these instances that we need to have in our law enforcement.
But Eli Rivera is just an indicator of what's going on all around this country. He's not a problem that is unique to Keene, New Hampshire. He and people like him are a problem all across this country. They are everywhere. These police officers who are either power mad or sadistic.
There is, if they do not get immediate compliance, they start punishing people. That's the new thing with tasers, because tasers are considered to be non-lethal, which isn't true. They're just less likely to kill someone than a gun.
Mm-hmm.
But they've gotten it in their heads that it's non-lethal, and so it's become a device to punish people for not complying instantly.
Yeah, like a cattle prod.
You know, yeah, exactly. It's being used like a cattle prod. You're not obeying instantly. I'm going to correct you. I'm going to apply a correction right now. And so in that situation, they're being judged, jury, and executioner.
So they took Kurt and they put him in jail for 180 days. Now, that was just for contempt of court. The trial actually hasn't occurred at this point. So there's likely to be still, they have to go through the trial. And so Kurt will be back in the courtroom, and we'll explain a little bit more about the situation, 800-259-9231. But as of right now, he is out and amongst the rest of us semi-free people. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL, you are paying way too much. It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider. DSL Extreme is fast, and at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees. Service restrictions apply. Call 1-866-2-GET-NET. That's 1-866-2-GET-NET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
What's so crazy about not starving?
To cover yourself and your family in the event of accidents or emergency, you may have home, life, auto, dental, and health insurance.
But what about food insurance?
Water and food are vital to human survival.
So what's so crazy about not starving?
Foodinsurance.com has designed emergency packs and kits with at least 2 weeks' worth of great-tasting food and clean water. Most Foodinsurance.com meals are freeze-dried,
which means they'll last and retain nutritional value up to 10 years.
Foodinsurance.com meals like lasagna, beef stroganoff, and other tasty entrees are quick, delicious, simple to prepare, and start at just $199.99. The low cost is just one reason to get foodinsurance.com.
Need more reasons?
Foodinsurance.com kits come with a lightweight, high-quality backpack and a free utensil tool. Go to foodinsurance.com or call 1-866-946-8366. That's 1-866-946-8366. Get protected at foodinsurance.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us, including archives. Perhaps you've missed a moment of the show. You can go and download all kinds of moments. We've got an entire week's worth right there on the front page. Plus, you can go back for an entire year via torrents, all completely free at freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. Your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime, it's amongst others who feel the same way as you do. hundreds of them now. Soon thousands of them will be moving. Hundreds are already here. Soon thousands will be moving to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. And you should join them, really. I mean, what's happening where you live? How's the liberty movement where you are? Is it full of action and excitement? Are there new people being recruited every single week? Because I can tell you that new people are moving here to New Hampshire every single week. How's it going where you are? Think about that. And if it's not really going, as it wasn't for me where I was down in Florida, in a market three times the size of the market I currently am in, there wasn't much going on. So I made the move to New Hampshire, and I've never been around so many wonderful liberty-oriented activism opportunities. There are more things to do here in a week's time than there were in months and months down where I come from. So go to freestateproject.org, learn more about it. In fact, we're talking about one of our fellow Free Staters right now, Kurt Hoffman. He is a liberty-loving individual who was thrown in a jail cell because, well, he didn't quite follow the court's respected rules. He decided to be a little bit of a disobedient in the courtroom, and as a result of that, the man in the robe decided to sentence him to 180 days in a jail cell. We're fortunate that he was released at this point. Now it's been, I think, 45 plus days. I don't have the exact count, but it was early October, I think October 2nd, when he was first put in. And 180 days. Essentially for telling the judge to use the word please when he made demands of him, and bringing a hat or wearing a hat into the courtroom and pulling a cookie from it and eating it in court. I mean, you can get hungry in there. I can't say I blame him for that. But nonetheless,
those are antics. I'm sorry. Putting a cookie under your hat with the intent of knowing your hat's going to be taken, you know, told to take off. You got a cookie under there. Like, those are antics.
I think it's brilliant. Yeah. I love it personally. I wish I could have been there to see it.
Yeah. I wouldn't have done it, but that's his thing.
Well, I don't have a problem with antics. However, I'm not going to act shocked or appalled or anything like that if somebody who wants to do handstands in the courtroom gets, you know, held in contempt.
He's in a position where he knows that there's this tremendous power over him, and just out of self-preservation, I wouldn't do that kind of stuff. I mean, I think there's find a way to make a point that's not so overtly disrespectful, not because he deserves respect. Don't get me wrong, he doesn't. But in that situation where knowing that he can give you up to 180 days, just arbitrarily at a whim, and that's not the time I would do antics. But it certainly doesn't justify what happened. I mean, I don't want anyone to misunderstand my point of view.
The 180 days is not justifiable, and even you, Mark, are shocked
I think that you can do the antics and then apologize for those antics, because there's an opportunity to do that. There's an opportunity to grovel before you're going to get thrown in. Anyway, what's it called? What's the opportunity for
right
groveling?
Of allocution.
Yeah, so there's the opportunity for groveling. So you could do your antics and do your groveling same time.
No, I wouldn't want to do the groveling. I'd rather.
I wouldn't be very good at it either.
That's the only way you're getting out of jail, though.
But that's why I'm not going to do antics.
Well, I think that's why I would, in a situation like that, I would make a principled stance, but I would try to do it in a manner that's not like overtly just trying to be, you know, rude to the judge or whatever. I would rather make a principled stance, and if I'm going to go to jail for making a principled stance, then I'll go to jail for making a principled stance. Yeah. I don't want to go to jail for antics.
Well, it's interesting. We've seen different approaches here in New Hampshire just over the last year and a half or 2 years. We've seen people take different tacts in front of the robed men, and some have been more successful than others. In Kurt's case, with the antics, it did not work very well at all. In my case, with essentially speaking out of turn and trying to utter some magic words, that didn't work too well. But some other people have had some wonderful successes with actually getting up. Some actually going and defending themselves, as Nick Ryder did at one point, was complimented by the judge and found, I believe, wasn't he found not guilty?
I don't think he's ever got any trouble.
I think Nick defended himself superbly and was found not guilty.
But in other cases...
I think he was found not guilty, actually.
In other cases, people have just simply refused to do any sort, mount any kind of defense beyond a simple moral statement of, I don't want to be subject to extraction. I'm not to your piggy bank. I'm not going to pay. I'm not going to participate in this.
I'm going to say something to that effect in an overtly disrespectful way, but I'm going to essentially stand my ground and just say that I don't believe in that.
And we've had people walk away. We've had people walk away from things like driving with an unregistered unregistered vehicle and making an illegal U-turn. We've had people like that essentially been blown off. I mean, found in many cases suspended sentence or time served or fine. There was a hat incident where people were taken to jail for a few hours. They were then allowed into the courtroom wearing hats after that, and they were found time served. So there have been various different results. A lot of it's just completely arbitrary and on the whims of the men and women in robes. But nonetheless, it's interesting to see, you know, people throwing different things up against the wall to see what sticks. I think personally, the most powerful method has been the refusal of giving the entire process their approval, the refusal to obey, the refusal to pay the fine, the refusal. So
stating, blankly that I'm not going to pay.
That I disagree with what you're doing. I'm not going to be your piggy bank. I'm not going to pay for this. I'm not going to do your community service. I'm not going to, there's no victim here, so therefore I'm not going to go along with this. But, you know, those people still went to court. They still went through the process of sitting down at the defendant's table.
It was surprising how well that seemed to go. I mean, when some people were found guilty and then the fine was suspended, you know, so it's all, you know, there's things like that happen.
A couple people did go to jail, though.
Yes,
so
oh, yeah.
You have to be prepared for that.
Oh, absolutely. Don't go in there bluffing because you may go to jail. And I should be in there at some point soon. I've pled not guilty. not guilty under duress under very limited options for being late on my inspection. And so I'll be in court, presumably, to defend myself. And I won't really defend myself. I'll just make my statement that I don't believe in it and I consider it extortion and will not be willing to pay.
It's certainly a lot easier to do that.
And here's my thought. My goal, I'm not going to do any antics or anything like that because my goal is I will probably go to jail at some, I'm not going to be willing to take the other option. So given the limited options that they're going to provide, they're going to present in front of me, I'm not going to be willing to pay it. So I'll probably end up in jail, I'm assuming, or maybe they'll suspend it. I don't want to count on that though, like you said. But my thought is if my goal is not to get any sort of contempt of court charge, I'm going to try and stand my ground without getting a contempt of court charge. And if he does that, it's going to make him look bad because I really am not trying, you know what I mean? And so, as opposed to, like, doing some kind of antics or whatever that's going to make it look, you know,
disrespectful.
And make it to viewers, they're going to look at that and go, oh, he's just being an ass.
Right. Just because you are not being overtly disrespectful doesn't mean you have respect. It just means that you're frightened of the men with guns in their jail cell. Well, that's okay. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Times are tough, and many of us expect them to get worse. The warning signs have been everywhere for a very long time. Therefore, you have no excuse not to be prepared. If another Great Depression strikes America, how will you excuse your lack of preparation to your loved ones? There are numerous places you can buy freeze-dried food. PatriotFood.com is different because our dried food supplies are not sold in fancy tin cans. Our 25 varieties of bulk food are packaged in heavy-duty food-grade plastic bags that will last 10 years. While our competition charges $3,000, we ship to you 135 pounds of great bulk food supplies for a fraction of that. Our company is owned by a famous patriot, Big John Lipscomb. I know you can trust him. He's my dad. PatriotFood.com is the wise choice for food insurance.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's AirAndAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AaronAqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together, and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. This year, the eFoods Holiday Special Food Supply has the two things that you've asked for most. Easy-to-make prepared meals that taste great, and a smaller-than-one-year supply for greater affordability. I don't have to tell you that the troubled times and loss of freedoms that we only anticipated in 2008 have arrived in our lives with a vengeance. This holiday special is designed to bring peace and security to you and yours, and comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free. So enjoy those on us. And those features, by the way, include the bulletin board system with over 500,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about. Serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com.
I thought you said there were 600,000 posts.
No. There will be eventually, but not right now.
Yeah. 500,000 posts. Still a lot of posts. So the IHS, it's the Institute for Humane Studies, is offering spring, summer, and fall internships for people who are of the intern age, you know, sort of the late high school, college, you know, post-college age. And you can check them out. There's all different types. They're from public policy, journalism, production. And, you know, the deadline for the spring ones is just passed, but you might still be able to slide in under the wire. But go check them out at libertarianinternships.com. That's libertarianinternships.com. If somebody you know is important to you, believes in the concepts of liberty, I think that these are a great idea. I would have been very interested. I'm interested in doing them now. However, I have a life. I have a wife. I have a kid, and I can't just go off and do internships. But they do pay. It's a stipend, which means it's probably low pay. But they'll give you housing assistance and all kinds of things. It's libertarianinternships.com.
Hey, back when I was an intern, we didn't get paid.
Yeah. When I was an intern, internship meant free.
I actually had a pretty good deal for an internship the summer before my senior year. So,
what was it?
I worked for DARPA.
Oh, my.
Actually, I know. Well, and then I went on and on, you know,
ironically enough,
I went on and worked 8 years for a major defense contractor. So
you want to flesh
DARPA was a nothing compared to 8 years of a defense contractor as far as my karma.
Well, you're making good
in
now.
Exactly. I got to make up for all that karma now.
Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. So our activist friend Kurt Hoffman is out of jail tonight. The local group of activists got together, and they had some dinner with him, and that's where I came from right before the show. Dale, you were there as well. And so we're going to get the details, I'm sure, as far as what exactly happened, why he was released now. It had to do with basically groveling. I mean, that's what I had to do to get out when I was thrown in for contempt of court. That's what the judge wants, is, you know, he wants you to acknowledge that he does indeed have the ability to control you with his men with guns who will put you in a jail cell. And once you have been, I guess, apologetic enough, he decides to release you into the semi-free world, and so that's what's happened with Kurt. We've yet to hear when the trials have been rescheduled for, the details on whether, you know, if it's been suspended sentence. I believe it has been a suspended sentence. I'm not sure as to what the details are. For me, it was a year suspended sentence, a 90-day sentence suspended for a year, which has now expired, by the way. And for
you,
Kurt,
can be naughty again.
God.
I can be, yes.
No, you can't. You have responsibilities.
Oh, come on now.
I'd like to,
that's no fun.
You're the one who likes to talk about how important words are.
Yeah.
Semi has a specific meaning. It means half. So semi-free world is a half-free world. And
oh,
there's no
really?
Way to properly quantify.
I didn't know that. I figured semi meant partially.
No, that's the word you would use.
Ah, partially free. Okay, very good. Thanks for that correction. 800-259-9231. So more to, as it comes out, from Kurt's situation at freekeen.com. In fact, I'm going to invite him to become a blogger there. He's been blogging from prison, but I need to make it official now, and hopefully he'll accept that invitation. We'll be able to hear from him directly as to what his situation is. We go to your phone calls and talk to Jim in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jim.
Hi, guys. How you doing tonight?
What's on your mind, Jim?
Well, I'm a disgruntled father. I've been fighting with the family court system for about, I guess, about 2 years now. And first and foremost, I want to thank the American Civil Liberties Union of New Jersey. Those folks are absolutely terrific. Just the support they've given me. I'm planning a round of protests in December before Christmas time in Woodbury, New Jersey, and I'm dubbing it, I'm a veteran, and we're dubbing it Operation Save Father Christmas. Just the extent that the local judges have went to try to break up the demonstrations is appalling. I feel that they break laws. I feel that they violate fathers' rights, parents' rights in general.
Mm-hmm.
Children are our most basic, fundamental, I guess you could say their children are an asset in a way, because without children we don't have really a hope, a future, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny, you know, I see this country like the way it's going. You know, we want to be such a leader to the world and an example of the world, then why do we have problems in society like we have now? I mean, you know, I've been jailed for protesting. I've been jailed, you know, to try to stand up and educate people about doing the right thing.
So you are protesting how it is that fathers get screwed over in the courts? Is that why they put you in jail?
Oh, absolutely. You know, honk for equal custody, honk, you know, and a lot of statistics about, you know, how our youth, the 80% plus rate of teen incarceration, teen suicide, teen pregnancy, teen drug abuse is all linked to broken families. You know, children that don't have that father figure in their life. It's, you know, the statistics are alarming. And, you know, I think that it's a God-given right. It's a human right. It's a constitutional right that we are entitled to, you know, be with our children, to see our children. If that is, we've committed no crime.
Yeah, if you're not a sicko or an abuser,
right.
I think that makes sense.
Drug addict. I mean, even a drug addict can get help and be cured, you know.
So why did they arrest you? I mean, where were you doing these protests? What were their reasons for arresting you?
Well, it started out, my relationship with my ex-fiance went awry, and there was a lot of domestic abuse proceedings back and forth. And I went pro se, and each time in each county was found not guilty. In fact, they ruled that she had lied and manipulated. She had an attorney on one occasion who quit the case and ended up in court because of that. And finally, the fourth time, they failed to serve me with notice of what's called a temporary restraining order. They had a trial without me being served. And then I was found guilty we're entitled to representation. That's one of our constitutional rights. And that led me to protest after I was incarcerated for that. I was let out, then put on criminal trial for violation, was found not guilty by trial, found that they never served me. I mean, any time you beat a police sergeant in court is a big deal. I mean, there has to be overwhelming truth on your side, you know. And not only did I win, but they kept the order of protection against me, in effect, even though they ruled that I was never served. The due process was violated, so I began to protest. I began to protest that I hadn't seen my daughter in 9 months.
And where were you performing the protest?
I was performing it in Woodbury, New Jersey, on Broad and Cooper Street. There's a family court building there. Woodbury's the power seat of the county, if you will, like the prosecutor.
So were you all alone in this?
Initially, I was. What happened was when I went to one of my multiple court proceedings, I met this gentleman outside that I thought at first was crazy, protesting for a group called Fathers for Justice. And I thought, you know, I'll never need their help. This is ridiculous, you know. And after I started paying attention to some of the things that they were saying out in public, and from my own experience with the court system, I began to be a one-man show, basically. I began to be out there every day holding up signs and really getting the public to be. I would have tractor trailers.
So you were there every single day. At what point did they finally decide to arrest you?
Well, it was within, I would say, 30 days, because what was happening was the public were honking their horns constantly. There were a lot of public support, and they would do things and escalate it, like the sheriffs would come out and say, you know, be careful, don't get too close to the street, you could get hurt. They sprayed me with mace on one occasion. Another occasion they took, after I started getting harassed, I had my friend Mark bring his video camera, start videotaping me protesting, and they took the camera, and then that was caught on tape, and that's when the ACLU stepped in.
I want to get a little more of you. I want to get more of your story here. Can you hang on?
Absolutely.
All right, I'm going to bring you back in moments more with Jim, and we'll talk about what his first arrest was out front of the family court, protesting the treatment of fathers in this system that we have that is forced upon us. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Your thoughts? Share them with us. It's Free Talk Live. Bring up anything.
Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FRONTSIGHT.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free handgun.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Would you like some of Uncle Sam's money back? You may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM stimulus. That's right. If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, this message is vitally important. Please listen. Uncle Sam has authorized a government-backed program through the FHA called HECM or HECM. It is authorized under the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009. Senior homeowners 62 or older can apply for this increased stimulus program for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. RMApply.com. Right now, seniors are taking advantage of this program's benefits using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, or make home repairs. But the money is yours to use as you wish. To learn more and see how much heck of money you could qualify for, go to RMApply.com. The application is free. Visit RMApply.com or call for a no-obligation evaluation at 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy the show, we need your vote. It's once a year that we ask you to do it. Well, I guess we ask you to do it 15 or so times a year, but only around one time in general per year. It's the Podcast Awards, and it happens yearly, and it's about a two-plus week window wherein we ask you to vote for the show every single day at podcastawards.com. We are nominated, thanks to listeners like you who nominated us, nominated in the political category, as we've been for the past 4 years. This is our fifth year. We've won the past 4 years in a row. This year, we're up against some of the heaviest competition we've ever seen, and so we really need you, if you have access to the internet, to go to podcastawards.com and vote for Free Talk Live in the political category. It makes a big difference for us. It's going to be awesome to be able to claim that we've been the only podcast to win 5 years in a row, which if when we win this year with your help, that will be the claim we'll be able to make. No other podcast will ever be able to make such a claim because we've been the only one that won 4 years in a row. And so we can really use your help. Please go to podcastawards.com. Remember, you can do it every day from now until the end of this month on the 30th. So we got another 11 days total in this contest. I think it ends on the 30th. I think you can vote on the 30th. But either way, vote once a day at podcastawards.com. Scroll down. Third category from the bottom on the right side is the political category. Select Free Talk Live. Scroll a little further down, and then there's, I think, a name and email address thing that you have to enter to make sure you're a real live person.
And then email validate. You know, click.
It'll email validate you most likely. And podcastawards.com. Thank you in advance.
Yep. Last year, Google claimed that it could predict a flu outbreak 2 weeks in advance. And apparently, they were successful. They turned the information over to the Centers for Disease Control in order to sort of tout their success. And I'm not saying that this is an evil activity or anything like that, but if it bothers you that your search engine might be using your information to turn information over to the government, perhaps startpage.com is the one for you. Take the startpage.com 7-day challenge. For 7 days, use startpage.com instead of your regular search engine and experience the difference. Take it today at startpage.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. We go back to Jim in New Jersey. Jim, you're back on Free Talk Live. Now, what you're telling us about here is that you had a fallout with an ex-fiancé. It resulted in a custody situation that, as so typically, does not go very favorably for fathers. And so you began a protest out in front of the family court there in one of the towns in New Jersey. that was going on a daily basis. And as you pointed out, the police began escalating things. They came by, they threatened you. They came by at one point and they stole your friend's video camera. And that was kind of where you left the story off. We're still trying to get to the point at which they decided to arrest you for the first time. What else did you want to tell us?
Well, when they took the video camera, the group that I'm a member of found out about it, and they contacted the ACLU, a gentleman by the name of Michael Norwick in northern Jersey with the American Civil Liberties Union, and that prompted about a month and a half of them petitioning the government and the council members and the solicitor for the town, along with the head sheriff, the main sheriff of the county, and threatening a lawsuit, and they brought a lot of legal things in, and we won. They returned the camera, which shows the footage of them saying, you're a threat to national security, you cannot videotape in front of this courthouse. So they threw in a national security thing, and it's unbelievable. I was pulled out of court for a proceeding by Homeland Security and state police detectives who are assigned to protect judges, assigned to some unit entitled CIC, I don't know what that stands for, who arrested me on the spot and said that I am a threat to homeland and national security because I'm a protester. They then incited about giving me liberty or giving me death. I have a right to protest. And they said, well, your forefathers before you were terrorists, the founders of our country. I mean, it's just
sickening
the direction our country is going in. It really is sickening. I mean, I'm a veteran. I serve my country honorably, and I've committed no crime. I've been found
guilty. What did they charge you for? You said the feds came after you. Did you get federal charges?
They were Homeland Security. It was all trumped down to local charges, of which later were dropped. But things like I lost my job. I had detectives come to my workplace and tell my employer that I'm a troublemaker and I'm linked with terrorists. Basically, from what I understand through Father
So they basically did a hatchet job on you. I mean, they essentially used their ability to intimidate against your employer. They went against you with charges that inevitably were dropped. We've seen these similar tactics here here in New Hampshire, where activists will essentially have charges brought against them only to find out at the very last moment when they actually come to trial to defend themselves after they've spent who knows how many hours trying to figure out what to prepare their defense and figure it out.
Be more correct about that. It's so time consuming, and I tell you, there's sometimes when, you know, and I have 5 years of, I haven't done it in a long time, of mixed martial arts or judo, jiu-jitsu. Like I said, I'm a veteran. And there's times when I would get up in the morning and just have literally panic attacks from, you know, having police come to my residence, inside my residence with search warrants for weapons, and I've made no threats. It's just, you know, I'm actually writing to a gentleman named Marshall Mathers in Hollywood. He's the singer Eminem, and there's some other famous celebrities trying to enlist their help, not even financial, but I'm pledging three days, 8 hours a day, starting in mid-December, of protesting out there.
What do you expect that will accomplish?
Well, public awareness, first and foremost. Second, it is absolutely rewarding to meet other people, even women, in the situation I'm in, that feel that they are being taken advantage of by the judicial system. I mean, you know, it's very rewarding, and try to educate the public and strengthen numbers, really, because that's the only way we're going to change these Gestapo-like tactics.
It's true. You
really
do have to educate people.
The law.
It's true. In order to get change in the outside world, you do have to educate yourself and change inside yourself first, and you have to help other people find information that is valuable and help them understand what things are important and why freedom is useful and liberty is important and worth working for.
My daughter and not just my daughter, but other people's children, they can't stand up and fight, and they don't have a voice. They don't really know the difference and what's going on until they're a mature age and they have that knowledge. And my daughter deserves somebody to be an advocate for her and someone to stand up and speak for her. And, you know, at least my daughter will say, I'm proud of my father because he stood up for what he believed in.
I would like to wish you the best of luck. I'm glad that you I'm glad that you are personally feeling as though you're benefiting from the protesting. I feel as though it's hopeless in most places in America. I don't think that.
Well, I tell you to get a reaction from them. That's showing that it's working. You know.
Well,
I mean,
yeah,
Spider-Man one day, and that really set them off. And kids look up to their parents as superheroes. I mean, you know, we're talking about infants through 6 years of age. They really need their fathers there.
I don't know if you are, you know, just on this one issue, this is your only concern, but if you have the wider concern of liberty in general, that in order to be free, you must allow others to be free, I'd like to invite you to check out the Free State Project at freestateproject.org, because we could really benefit from having somebody with your energy and your zeal for activism up here getting active with other liberty-minded people. I mean, up here we've got a situation where we have hundreds of liberty-minded people that have all moved to the same geographic region, which is New Hampshire, in order to get active for liberty in their various different outreach opportunities and protests and demonstrations and things like that that are going on here. And I hope that if you feel as though you're spinning your wheels down there in New Jersey, that you'll take a look at freestateproject.org and find out what's going on up here, because I think you'd be excited about it. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you.
And
good luck out there, dude. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We have Bile on the line, also in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Bile.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey, you're on the AMP line. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm glad the last caller had something nice to say about the New Jersey CLU, because I've got something negative to say about the New York CLU.
Okay.
So the listeners know, not this past Monday, but 2 Mondays ago, I was arrested for having videotaped Julian Heiklin getting arrested on federal property in front of a courthouse in New York City for doing FIJA outreach.
He was doing fully informed jury association outreach, informing people of their right to vote based on their conscience, not necessarily the facts in the case, something that is completely legal for people to do, but the courts don't like it very much, so they just continually arrest him. You happen to be there to witness it, and you caught video footage of it, which people can see over at blogofbile.com. But you got in touch with the NYCLU over this?
Yeah, so I had gotten arrested for pretty much admitting that I was pressed, and I did this past Monday, and I was not arrested this time, though Julian was.
Interesting. All right, I want to get some more details from you. If you don't mind, can you hang through the news?
Sure.
All right, more with Bile in moments from blogofbile.com. Your calls as well about whatever you want at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and this is Free Talk Live. Katrina update coming up.
Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/CARHARTT. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger rifle today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.